News from Oroville, July 28, 2009. On microphone, Marlanka, in studio, Chloe, Sean, and Miriam. The weather forecast continues to forecast rain. Temperatures range between 28 and 33 degrees, southwesterly winds 18 to 28 kilometers per hour. Every year, August 15th is remembered as the day of India's independence from the rule of the British, but also as what's known as Darshan Day. It's the birthday of Sri Aurobindo. People from far and wide visit Samadhi, the final resting place for Sri Aurobindo's physical remains, located within the courtyard of the ashram in Pondicherry, to queue up sometimes for hours in order to mount the stairs into the very heart of the ashram, into Sri Aurobindo's room. This is no ordinary room. It's the site of his work, his meditations, often while walking to and fro inside this high-ceilinged room, his writing and his inner work. A presence remains. It can be felt despite the more than half-century gone by. Although there are many visitors for this occasion, all can be accommodated as a token system is in place, allotting a time slot for disciples and visitors. Again this year, Aurovillians and newcomers are accorded a special service thanks to the Bitanga team in collaboration with Malika. Registration is on Saturday, August 1st, Monday the 3rd, and Tuesday the 4th. About Oroville's entry service, one of the organizational groups, one that's particularly crucial, its members dispersed several months ago, except for one stalwart individual with a strong sense of duty, which put the entry into Oroville process on hold. At this moment, one of the first major works of the newly appointed Oroville Council is to re-establish a viable service for those who are interested in becoming accepted as newcomer and finally accepted as Orovillian. This has been, over the years, a process of varying lengths of time, from 9 months up to 2 years. In the last group, the process was for 1 year. During this time period, newcomers are expected to find living quarters, work of their choice, and more importantly, to demonstrate their ability to integrate into the community. Those who would like to nominate Aurovillians they believe are suitable to handle this responsibility may submit names either by email or in person to the Oroville Council at Town Hall. The new entry service aims for 3 full-time members, 2 part-time members, plus a pool of interviewers. Requirements based on the experience of the previous service include 5 years continuous residence in Oroville, fluency in English, French, and Tamil welcome and helpful, good computer skills, good written and verbal communication skills. Interviewer requirements include fluency in English, French, and Tamil, good computer skills, good written and verbal communication skills, cultural sensitivity, ability to listen and to be firm, positive attitude, teamwork skills, flexibility, and punctuality. Here's an excerpt from one of Sri Aurobindo's aphorisms. The obstinate pertinacity with which we cling to our meager, fragmentary, and grief-besieged individual existence, even while the unbroken bliss of our universal life calls to us, is one of God's most amazing mysteries, equaled only by the infinite blindness with which we cast a shadow of our ego over the whole world and call that the universal being. The news is a reflection in the lives of Aurovillians. For more information, please contact aurovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.